Tracy.
And this is episode 17.
In which we realize we should know how to do these things now.
And yet we don't. We'll never know.
I don't know how to count.
We continue to not know how to set up the audio equipment. It's fine.
Is anyone even listening anymore?
No, probably not. Just us. And even I've stopped listening. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. And as we have been doing these past 6-7 episodes, Jenny.
Yeah, my God.
You continue to be pregnant.
I continue to be pregnant.
And I will continue to ask you.
Great.
How do you feel today? Please update our loyal listeners with a one-word answer on how you, at insert number of weeks here, feeling today.
I meant to look it up.
Okay.
Happens every time.
It happens every time when I see you. Those aren't the lyrics. It happens every time when I
think of you. Oh, this one's not that bad. So this will go live episode 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm 31 weeks. So it's not, but it's only 2 weeks from now.
I know, but.
Because we record early.
That's like in the 30s.
I know. My word, if we're getting real.
Roll.
My word is cranky. Mm. I feel cranky.
I can back that up.
Yeah. I have started to, it has been V-hot here in California. And as a result, and my husband, who doesn't listen to this, has become a air conditioning Nazi. And he keeps telling me how much energy we're spending when the air conditioning is on. So we have had the air conditioning on like 78, which is too warm, not cold enough.
Too not cold enough.
So I've been really cranky. And
to be fair, it has been like, currently it's 86 degrees and it's been like hotter.
Yeah.
It's real feel of.
Real feel 89, 90. Yeah. And last weekend it was like 90, 90s.
100.
And it wasn't cold at night. And it's just been, I've just been really cranky.
Cranky pants over here.
Yeah, I've been cranky. And all my organs are in the wrong place. And yeah, I'm cranky.
What, you don't have to look it up. You can if you want to. What size will she be tomorrow?
Oh, I can tell you. I don't know off the top of my head, but I will look it up.
My guess is it was previously an eggplant.
Yes.
Did you already have bok choy?
Yes.
Oh, what's bigger than an eggplant?
I don't know. I feel like what could be bigger than an eggplant? I don't know.
I'm not really a fruit and veg. Is it a fruit?
It's a vegetable.
A veg.
It's a terrible, terrible because, as you know, babies are not circular.
Oh, is it like a melon?
No, but close. It's a cabbage.
Sure.
Like, babies are not circles. And, like, one of them was an ear of corn. So, like, these shapes I don't get.
Babies are not circles.
Yeah.
If you guys have taken anything away from the past 5 minutes, it's babies are not circles.
Babies are not circles, all right? You guys.
Great. Yeah. Good talk.
Yeah. So, that's pregnancy.
That's pregnancy.
31 weeks in August.
31 weeks in August. Speaking of cranky pants. Yes. Maybe not really.
Kind of.
Today, we are going to discuss things that you're supposed to like in life, but, you know, sometimes you just don't. You don't like them.
Yeah.
This ranges from everything, from, like, food to, like, clothes to movies to television, anything really. And you're just like, if somebody gets, like, real riled up about something, they're like, here's a good one. I love Taylor Swift. I feel like this has been everybody's mainly been on the same page for the past
couple years. Yeah.
But back in her heyday, everyone's like, Taylor Swift is the greatest. And I was like, I don't really like Taylor Swift. I didn't really speak up my mind about my thoughts on Taylor Swift until I was like, you know what? I don't really care because I find her annoying and
respect.
Don't need to hear her millions of songs about, like, whatever boy she broke up with. Yeah. And I feel like she's disingenuous a lot of the times.
I respect
that. And I'm, like, still half convinced she voted for Trump. So, We have no hard evidence on that, obviously.
No, we do not. It's a, that's a rumor.
But there are plenty of things that we're supposed to like that we don't like. Yes. And so we're going to, we have a few that we're going to discuss.
There's anything today. You know about us, it's that we don't like a lot of things.
We don't like a lot of things, but we also like some things.
We like a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Like, name one.
Thing that I
do it
name
now.
The thing that I don't like.
Yeah.
I do not like Converse. I do not think they're comfortable. I think they're fine to look at. Like, I don't mind them. I don't think they're ugly. But, like, I don't think they're comfortable. They're not made for people with wide feet. They're do you not. Wear socks? Do you not?
You do. Well, I don't. I do.
Are you sure?
Well, this is the thing. I got my first pair, like, not that, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago at this point. Because I was like, everyone has Converse and, like, love it. But I don't have, I have wide feet, but not, like,
yeah,
the point where I have to like purchase wide shoes.
Sure.
And I have the same problem where it's like they are too tight and they're not comfortable.
They're not comfortable.
And they, like you said, they look cool. But I'm like, if I'm going to go to like Disney, I'm not going to be wearing my Converse.
Correct. Yes, exactly. Like they're not, I don't understand sneakers that are not supposed to be comfortable. Like that's kind of how I feel also about like wedge sneakers. Mm. Like I don't get them. I don't know that I'm supposed to like a wedge sneaker. I think that's more of a personal choice than like the all universal Converse. Yeah. But like, I don't be a sneaker.
You know? Be a sneaker.
Be a sneaker. Give me some support.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one that I don't get. Mm-hmm. Just don't get it. Another one in that world. Well, it's not really. I don't understand purchasing fancy, expensive high-heeled shoes. I can't even think of a brand because I don't know anything.
Like Harry Winston's,
is that a thing?
That's jewelry.
Okay, see, I don't know. Any luxury brand I don't get.
Like a Louboutin.
Yeah, I don't understand. They're not comfortable. Where do you wear them? I mean, I know it's different because we live in California and I feel like we don't wear heels that often, but like...
No, I think the answer is we're not fancy.
I don't understand being fancy in that way. Don't get it.
Well, to play devil's advocate, what is your favorite brand of shoe?
I mean, well... A Tom.
Yeah. Or like.
Or like a Birkenstock.
Yeah. That's where I was going.
Comfort shoes.
Sure. But there are some people. I have a friend. Let's call her.
Samantha.
We have a friend named Samantha. That's funny. No, I'm just going to call her out. Amy loves shoes. Mm-hmm. Like if she could spend. She does spend a lot of money on like. High,
shoes that aren't comfortable,
but she finds them comfortable and she wears them to work. Also, we don't dress up to go to work.
True.
Like there's some people who like just love doing that.
I had a dream the other night that I started working somewhere again that I had to not wear jeans and it was terrible.
You had to like you're back to the business cash.
Yeah, and then but then I was pregnant and then I also had no clothes. It was terrible. I'm glad
you've
that was
been
a dream.
Having some weird dreams.
Yeah, I've been having weird dreams.
You're naked. That's got to be somewhere on the dream decoder list.
What?
Being naked.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
What was the other thing? You had business casual. I don't know if that's specific.
Didn't have what I needed. I mean, that's typically what my dreams are. That I, like, my anxious dreams are I don't have things that I need to be prepared.
Mm.
Like, when I have the dream about my shin guards. Not having shin guards for soccer.
Sure.
For example. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's a whole other. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
You know what I really don't like?
Mm. Go on.
I don't like themes. Why do you have to have a theme for something? Like the theme.
Please be more specific.
So I don't like when things that already have a theme have a theme. For example, weddings. The theme is wedding. You don't need there to also be like the theme is Disney or like the theme is whatever. Or like, as you know, baby showers. Like, the theme is baby. I don't need it to be, like, Batman themed or, like, I don't know,
I
like, rainbow themed or... It's already has a theme. You don't need to double theme things. I have strong feelings about themes.
I have a few follow-ups. I went to D23, the Disney Expo, and at this Tangled panel, there was audience Q&A. And this one girl went up and said, me and my fiance are getting married next year and our theme is Tangled.
That's not. No, your theme is marriage.
I'm just interested in seeing what that's going to be like.
I don't understand.
Follow up. Would you have a theme birthday for your kid's birthday party?
If my kid wants a theme, fine. But guess what the theme is? Birthday. Why do you have to have a secondary theme?
Did you ever have theme birthdays at growing up? No. Maybe that's why. Because I think
they're stupid. Like, I have always thought this way. I mean, I also have strong feelings about other things. Like, you know what else I don't like? I don't know if I'm supposed to like this one either, but balloons. I don't like a balloon.
I don't think anybody
They're so bad for the environment. People let them off for, like, memorials. That's just littering. Like, oh, I'm going to honor you by littering the earth. What? No.
I just, again, to play devil's advocate.
Personal hatred of balloons.
To go back to the theme thing, I think a theme is fine.
No. I disagree.
Okay. Well, let me say why. I like, really don't mind. Like, if you want to, like, have some direction in, like, I a wedding theme, I can't really, like, whatever. Like, I'm not really into that.
Yeah.
As far as, like, a birthday or, like, a baby shower or, like, a wedding.
Like if I don't mind a color shower, scheme.
A baby shower of theme of, like, animals. I'm fine with, personally.
No.
I think it's cute to have, like, I don't know, like, zoo napkins. Like, cute little pastel animal things. And, like, I don't know. I haven't been to a lot of baby showers. I'm trying to think if I had, like, a themed birthday. I'm sure I did when I was little.
Like a Backstreet Boys theme, maybe?
Never had a Backstreet Boys themed birthday.
That's so sad. I feel like that's something you would enjoy.
Yeah, but I would be the only one to enjoy it.
We should
else.
Do it for your next birthday. Great. I will come, even though I hate themes.
I just think, you know, if that's what you love and that's what you want to have come across, then you do you. As far as balloons go, I don't have a problem with balloons. But I hear you on the littering. I hear you.
It's littering.
But I don't know. If I saw some, if like a friend or grandparent or parent died and we released balloons in memory of them, I would probably cry and not be mad at the repercussions. But
yeah, but like, what if somebody died and you went to a memorial where people just like threw garbage on the floor?
That's not doing. In honor of them.
In honor of them, like if they were seriously like, oh, in honor
that's
of this
not the same.
It is. It's litter. It's litter. Not. It's litter, folks. Don't litter. Don't drink and drive, and don't throw balloons into the sky. This is a PSA.
I think if anybody listening is still listening to this, feel free to.
Yeah, tell me how you feel about balloons. Don't put them in the air. Think of the birds.
Birds are gonna die anyway. Did you say so? Just
you thought of you said your thing that you hated.
No, I personally don't care for this green tea matcha craze.
Mm.
I think it tastes like grass, I would like it would be great if people just stopped making that like a flavor and had other flavors that I can consume. I don't get it. I just don't get. It just tastes like earth to me, and it does not taste good.
I don't, in general, like, I'm trying to think of another example, like green tea, where it's like this like flavor that takes over. Like, I don't need things to taste like other things. Do you know what I mean? Like, for example, green tea. Like, I'm trying to think, like how there's like cookie butter everything right now. Like, can you just be cookie butter? I don't need there to be like cookie butter flavored cookies with cookie butter cookies and cookie butter coating. Like, that's too much. Just like, let things be who they are, you know?
Like, I like cookie butter,
so do I, so but I'm just saying, like I like green tea ice cream, but like, just be green tea. I don't know. I need things to calm down. Flavors are too overused, too oversaturating. Like, I don't need a green tea, like a green tea latte, great, because that's like a application of green tea. But like, I don't need there to be like green tea lip gloss, for example.
You know, don't you love those green tea mints? No, that's Eva.
No, I don't. It's Eva. I really dislike those,
the
actually.
Trader Joe's green tea mints.
No.
I don't get those.
I don't get mints that are flavored, not mint flavored. That's another level of deep, weird. You know what else? Speaking of green tea, I don't understand or like these acai bowls.
I've never had one.
Why? It's a bowl of smoothie. This is back to the whole thing we had that conversation. Didn't we talk about cold soups?
Maybe. Some point?
And you were like, why would I just drink it in a smoothie? It's basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm. But can't you put like other stuff in it?
Yeah, but just do that in a cup. Why does it got to be in a bowl? I don't get it.
I've never had one. I would like to try one. I don't know, because it like makes you feel
does it
healthy?
Does it?
I don't know. As I just said, I've never had one.
We're going to talk about health foods more in the next episode because I have feelings about foods, but I don't want to overdo it here in this venue. You know what other thing I don't get? I'm not into right now. This is a really uplifting episode. The whole zombie vampire craze of TV/movies. I'm not into it.
I've never been into that stuff, so no. I don't get it.
Like, people are so into it. Like, I'm glad. Isn't True Blood ended?
Like, 2-3 years
ago. And Vampire Diaries is ending?
That already ended.
Okay, great. Because it's time.
The correct answer reference you're looking for is The Walking Dead.
Still happening.
People really love that show.
I've never seen one episode.
Neither have I. Apparently, it's, like, really good, and it's not necessarily all zombie-centric.
Yeah.
Which still does not make me want to watch it. No. Because they're still flesh-eating
people. I just don't. Zombies. I don't need that. Like, I don't. And it's in books and movies and it's all over the place and I don't get
fucking
it.
Fucking Twilight started it all.
Right. And like, listen, I read Twilight because like everybody was doing it. Like,
ooh, sorry.
It's like.
I just had some water and I realized refreshing. That I could have just heard that gulp, everyone.
I heard it and it was satisfying.
I've never read nor seen Twilight, nor well, you do shouldn't. I want to.
It's not good and it's not.
But that's like not my. Like wheelhouse. Like I would never like if I wanted to watch a movie or like looking through a listing of like movies, I would have been like, let's go see this zombie movie.
Right.
Because exactly. I'm real excited to see it.
I just don't understand why people are so into it. That's how I feel about all these things on this list, I guess. Like I don't understand. Because I feel like it's very in right now. Like, have you seen The Walking Dead? And I'm like, no.
The reason why people, I guess it also goes for Game of Thrones. What I've heard is that despite the fact that it's like post-apocalyptic and fantasy respectively, is that there's still like human stories. And that's what the entry point is.
Zombies, which, just like us.
Which I mean, I've never seen an episode of either of them, so I can't really speak to it. Right. So maybe like, you know, the violence and eating flesh situation is like secondary.
Relatable.
So I don't know.
To the real raw right. relationships of the characters.
Literally raw.
Ew.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's also, I mean, this could be another conversation where it's like, we've had enough of this one particular theme. It's kind of like superheroes. It's like, I understand that it like makes money for a lot of people, right. But like, can we come up with more original
stories? Yeah, I think that's my problem with it. It's like, I've never seen The Walking Dead, so maybe it's original to the world of zombies, but like, can we just be original and tell me a story that's not, doesn't need like some secondary weird thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyways, those are some things that I don't like that I should.
Great.
Or society likes that I don't.
My advice to anybody listening to this is, listen, love what you love, like what you like.
But we're going to complain about it.
I don't really give a fuck about what you dislike and like. You do you.
Don't let balloons off. Love you. This is my personal PSA about balloons. So speaking of literally nothing we've been talking about.
Twilight was a book.
Yeah, true. Okay. So speaking of Twilight, last week we talked about, or last episode we talked about summer reading books. And today we were also talking about, we got to talking about YA books when we were little. And so this is like another little trip down memory lane / recommendations for you guys of books that I read in my childhood that are really weird. When I was little, we used to go to this place, which we still, I went there like 3 weeks ago with my family when I was in Connecticut. Shout out to the Book Barn. It is in Old Lyme.
Hashtag Book Barn.
CT. It is in Old Lyme, Connecticut. There's also an Annex store in Niantic. It's in Niantic. There's an Annex in Lyme. I don't know. Look it up. It's there. It's literally an old barn full of books. And when we were little, they expanded it. So there's like an out house. It's not an outhouse, but like a shed.
Sure.
That is where all the doll there. Every book is a dollar and they're all paperbacks. That's and great. That is where we would go in the summer. And it was like a mile from the entrance to the state park that we would go to the beach. Mm-hmm. So we would go to the book barn like once a week and get books and then go to the beach.
Cute.
It was great. And so because all the books were a dollar and like you can sell your books there and like, you know, it's like people's libraries. So it's like always secondhand stuff mm-hmm. and therefore always weird shit.
Right.
So a great book that I got, I didn't write down these authors, but they'll be on mm-hmm. the website. A great book that I read as a child with my friend Lauren that I actually recently reread and like still holds up is called Seal Child, and it's a book about
a kid that becomes a seal.
Correct. And
well, this will be fun.
You try to guess what it's about.
Yeah.
So it's set in Maine, mm-hmm. which like I think was like very, you know, imperative to my childhood in like East Coasty books. And it's like about a girl who goes to like this town in Maine for the summer and she meets the little neighbor girl next door, but wait, she's a seal. I know. And it's like the story is like about how she like there are other stories like this basically where you like become something else, so like she becomes a human.
She like an animorph
kind of, but so she becomes a human. It's like a point in her life where she like is allowed to be a human for a little while, and then she has to like basically choose by like, you know, the fifth night moon after she turns 13 or whatever bullshit,
like Rumspringa, except not.
Yes, exactly like Rumspringa, but not but she, you know, so she has to choose, is she gonna be a seal or a human?
Sure.
Man or a Muppet.
No spoilies.
It's great. I think it's...
Would you be a seal or a child?
Well, her whole family is seals. Mm. So, like, I feel like I would choose seal because, like, that's... But I guess it's a much harder life. You know?
Sure.
Like, dog eat dog world out in the ocean.
Seal eat seal.
Yeah.
No, seal eat seals. Seals don't eat seals.
No. I don't think so. Sharks eat seals. Seals eat penguins. Sad. Anyways, it's a great book. You should read it. YA, like maybe fifth grade reading level.
Are any of these books available from the Scholastic pullout thing?
Probably not anymore, but they definitely are available on the internet, like right. on Amazon. So the second one is a younger book, probably like reading level 2 or something, and it's called 10 in a Bed. And I was
wait, 10 in a Bed.
Oh yeah,
10 in a Bed is about like the Duggars, where they have like a million, Ma and Pa have 8 kids.
No,
and no, I'm not done.
Oh, sorry.
Ma and Pa have 8 kids, and they have they're really poor. They're bears, and they live in it's like the Berenstain Bears. 10 in a Bed is the fanfic of
yes.
Wait, what am I thinking of? Okay, so
I don't know.
Okay, so you know how 50 Shades was fanfic written.
Yes.
About
Twilight. Yes.
10 in a Bed is like rated G fanfic from the Berenstain Bears.
This is incorrect, but I would read that book. Great. So Oh, the Berenstain Bears. What a good crew. No, Ten in a Bud in a Bed is a book about a little girl named Dinah who lives in England, and she every night goes to bed and there is a different fairy tale character in her bed and they won't leave until she tells them a story.
I mean, I was kind of close.
Yeah, basically. I mean, there are bears in the story.
See?
But it was the first book I read that was set somewhere. I think it was because it was so young when I read it, like it's set somewhere that's not America. And so she like had a garden. I didn't know what that meant. And like, obviously that's her backyard.
Why is a garden?
Because like
American.
Well, because like when you say, oh, it's out in the back garden, like that means backyard. But they call them the garden, even if it's not a garden, like the way that we would think of a garden. Sure. So like it just was like very, you know, I learned some things and she like lived in a cottage and like. I remember, like, she would go to bed and it would still be light out because it was the summertime and, like, it's very late. Like, the sun's up late in England, blah, blah, blah. Great book. It's, like, a twist on fairy tales.
Sure.
Yeah. So, that one's hard to find, actually. It's on my baby registry, but it's, like, you have to buy it secondhand because it's out of print.
Right.
Which is, like, how I feel about all my books that I love are out of print. The next one is called The Swallowing Stone.
That is the prequel to The Sword and the Stone.
Yeah. No.
Dang it.
So close. This is a book. I don't actually know why it's called that, so I should probably look it up. But this one is about a... It's a twofer. It's an intertwined story. It's sure. about a boy who, for his 17th birthday, gets a rifle. It's not an air rifle. A rifle. And he shoots it off into the sky. And then it's about this girl whose dad is on the roof and he gets hit by the bullet, even though he's like a mile away and he dies.
This is written by like the gun safety.
Yeah, right. It's like the anti-NRA book of the year. And so it's like about like the aftermath of that. I don't know what reading level this is. I mean, it's pretty dark, but... I just remember it being very interesting and good. And also being afraid of going on the roof for a long time. Because bullets have to go somewhere.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's a great one. And yeah, that's all I have to say about this sad, terrible book. But did anyone ever read any of these? Like, I feel like I'm the only person besides my sister that will be like, oh yeah, those books.
I'll tell you this much. I've never heard of any of them. Obviously.
So the next one is called The Owlstone Crown.
Why is there another stone? Okay, The Owlstone Crown is the story about these two kids who are best friends. And they were playing in they're British, and they were playing in their garden that expands very far. And then they find a secret tree trunk that they've never noticed before, and that goes down to a secret kingdom, and they find the Owlstone Crown and they take it back up with them to the real world, but then come to find out they stole it from the Fox King.
Oh, and God.
And
this is a scary book.
They are in trouble, and that's the book.
So kind of.
Really?
It's about a brother and sister who are indentured servants. I mean, they're foster kids, but they're basically indentured servants on this farm. And this ladybug comes and is like, you have to come with me to the other world, other earth. And I think that they literally go through a tree trunk or something.
Oh, my God. To that. Guys, I wrote this book.
To the other earth where their grandparents are enslaved, and they have to save them.
Oh my god!
And they find the Owlstone Crown. It is like one of the first books I read that was like fantasy. I'm pretty sure that our teacher read it to us like in fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And it was just like so. It was like my intro to like fantastical books because like I like, you know, Harry Potter and like Narnia and like.
Sorry, I just
just remembered about Narnia.
I just off the record, we can cut this out. There's a Wrinkle in Time trailer that they released yesterday at D23.
Oh my god, we have to
watch it. It gave me chills. Okay, bye.
Okay, great. I've seen the set pictures. Photos. Yeah, I'm just gonna Chris Pine. What a dreamer.
Pull this out.
Yes. So like things like that, but like Owlstone Crown was like one of the first ones I read that was like, oh, this is like an interesting genre of book.
Right.
And I think, yeah, like third, fourth grade.
I love that this random like book was like your entryway into fantasy, whereas like you said, like Narnia.
Right, like there was like, many other like more mainstream choices.
But thanks to the book barn in Old Lyme / Niantic.
Yeah, thanks,
you book had barn. The old stone, old owl stone.
The owl stone crown. The last one that I want to talk about is a book called Heggity Peg.
Excuse, can you spell that and give me the origin, please?
It's H-E-C-K-E-D-Y, Heggity.
Oh, Heggity.
Heggity?
Heggity.
Peg.
Heggity Peg.
Two words.
Peg is, she's like kind of like a Pippi Longstocking character. And it's like Amelia Bedelia, but this little girl who lives in, I'm sorry, I think all these characters are white for some reason. So
why you gotta make my books about white people?
So she's probably British.
This is I think all the characters so far have been white. According to their book fronts. So no. It's actually really funny because your description for Ten in a Bed was like kind of accurate to this,
what?
Minus the bears. So this is a story about a woman who I can't remember her name. It's not Heggity Peg, but she has 7 children, and their names are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And she lives in a cottage, and she goes to this is like a picture book, by the way. Mm. So just setting the scene here is for like small children.
Sure.
She goes to market one day, and she's like, and her kids are, you know, range in age, because as you would if you had 7 kids. And she's like, I'm going to go to market. Like, don't let anybody in. Mm-hmm. Terrible idea. Obviously, a witch comes to the door.
Obviously.
As happens. And convinces the kids to let her in. And so they do. And then the witch turns all of them into food and takes them back to her house to, like, eat them.
No.
So the mom comes home and she's like, holy shit. Like, my kids are gone. And so
kids are now food.
Yeah. So she goes to the witch's cottage in the woods. And she's like, oh my God, like, give me my kids back. And the witch is like, you can't come in the house unless you cut your feet off. So she pretends to cut her feet off.
What? That took a turn.
Gets on her knees.
No.
And like, is like, I cut my feet off. And so the witch is like, fine, you can come in. And she's like,
what was the point of that? Are you going to tell me?
I have no idea. There's no point to the cutting off the feet part. There's like a few things. She's like, you can't come back until you have whatever. Like, she does like a few, whatever. And then so she comes back to the door and she comes in the house and the witch is like, fine, you can have your kids back, but only if you... Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot a part. So in the very beginning, when she goes to market, she asks all her kids what they want at the market. Like, they can have one thing. So she's in the witch's house, and the witch is like, you can have all your kids back, but you have to name... You have to tell me which kid is which food. And if you get one wrong, I will eat them all.
Oh, my gosh.
But she uses the things they asked for, which pair nicely with what they have become, what they are as true food.
Oh my God.
And she figures it out. So like, for example, there's like one that's a baguette and she's like, oh, she's this one because she asked for butter or whatever. Like,
yeah,
it is a ridiculous book, obviously. And then the witch, I don't know why the witch would, whatever. I guess she stuck to her word. She gives back, turns them back into children, gives them back. And then I think they kill her maybe. As you would.
What's Heggity?
Heggity Peg is the name of the witch.
Oh.
Yeah. What? Like, what is this book? I was describing it to somebody recently, like a couple years ago, and my aunt was like, oh yeah, we read that all the time. It's at grandma. Like, it was at my grandma's house. And I was just like, why has anyone heard of this book? But it's really pretty. It's got really good illustrations.
Great. At least that's...
Yeah.
Got it going.
So those are just 5 recs for those of you like
recs.
Ella, perhaps the only or Henry, because I know Liz listens to this. Like, if you just need some recommendations for kids books,
yeah,
here's some.
Or
weird
know
ones.
Anybody that's pregnant that has it on their registry?
Yeah, 10 in a bed, folks. I should put Heggity Peg on my list. I'll do that after this.
Great. Oh my gosh, we're back to one of our favorite segs. So to go back to like trends and like things that we're supposed to like, today our hate it or love it theme. Oh, look, it's themed.
Ugh. That's different. That's a topic.
Okay.
That's different than a theme.
I don't know where you draw the line. Is trends of the 2000s. So mm-hmm. that includes everything from 2000, the year 2000. You don't know what I'm referring to. I'm not going to tell you.
Right.
Till 2017, the year of our Lord.
The year now.
So I have 2000 to 2009, and Jenny has 2009 on, or 2010 on.
Yeah, correct.
Do you want me to go first since it's chronological?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. I love so a good just chronologically. Like a general, just realize these are all clothing / accessories.
So. Mine are too, actually.
Okay, perfect.
So weird.
So ready?
Yeah.
Away. We. Go. Bell bottoms.
Ugh, hate it.
Von Dutch hats.
Ugh, hate it.
Designer purses such as Louis Vuitton.
Hate it.
Uggs.
Hate it.
Half cardigans.
Ugh, hate it.
Wow, you just hate all of those things.
Half cardigans, I'm sure I own a couple, but like they really didn't look good on anyone.
No, they didn't.
Like,
I can definitely say they didn't.
Like, they just weren't.
I mean, maybe they looked good on like super skinny people or something.
Yeah. But like, yeah, you'd have to be super skinny and not have any boobs.
Yeah.
And even then, it's like, why? Just have a regular cardigan.
Have a regular cardigan.
Cardigan. Oh my God. Fashion. I don't. That's another thing I don't get. Fashion trends.
Clearly.
Like, I just.
Uggs? Ugh. I was never into Uggs mainly because like for what they stood for.
Just white because America.
Like a, yeah. White. Like. Yeah.
Annoying white people.
Like wear Uggs with a jean skirt.
Ugh.
They're also like super expensive, so I didn't get it.
I never had them because I don't like my feet to be sweaty.
As far as like the Louis Vuitton designer purses, I also wasn't into that, but like I would get them as presents and I was like, yes, I want these.
Me too. I would always get Coach purses and I was like, this is not a thing that I just enjoy.
Don't like branded stuff like that.
No. I don't get it. I think Louis Vuitton stuff is ugly.
Well, especially back in the day when they used their like OG print and then brought it back and then made it like different colors and stuff. Like,
was that a different company or was it off brand Louis Vuitton that was like the X's and O's like in the things that looked like a Jax and it was like colored? Do you know what I'm talking about?
That might be a different brand.
Are like the, it's an obvious brand. I don't get any of that stuff. I just don't like coaches with the C's all over it. Mm-hmm. Why?
It's to not prove pretty. I think at the time it was like to prove like, hey, I'm trendy status. Too. But again, that was like the original, like Gucci had that as well. Like those printed ones, like that's what they were based on. And then they brought it back. And then suddenly like people were selling bags in Chinatown like that.
Yeah. I just, I'm,
oh my gosh. Oh, you don't watch Broad City. Anyone who watches Broad City, I was just thinking of the Chinatown episode where they go like down in a cellar. It's hilarious. Anyways,
I'm sure I would enjoy it. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Away we go. High low dresses.
I know. Not for me. Hate it.
Alex and Ani bracelets.
Yeah. Sure. Love it.
Peplum, is that how you say it? Tops?
You
know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Love it.
Wedge sneakers.
I like wedge sneakers.
Choker necklaces.
Love it.
the sound in your voice.
Oh, are you?
No, that's
one?
It.
The thing is, like, I have a lot of those things. Yeah. Can you just go down the list one more time?
High low dresses.
I think they seem dated now to me.
Yes, 100%.
No offense to anybody.
No, I wore like them. I still wear them.
I know that's.
But I actually don't like them.
I don't think it was. They look.
No.
They look good on some people.
Yes.
I just wouldn't.
I have like several of them that were like stitch fixes, you know, where it's like I didn't pick them out, but like I was like, yeah, I'll wear this. But then like when I wear them, I'm like, why is this not just like one, I'm like,
definitely. Yeah.
Like, it annoys me.
Yeah, everyone has them. I have them, but I just, for me, I
you look so cute in those little peplum tops. I feel like you have a couple of them that, like, you look adorable in.
Thank you. That's why I said yes.
I can't wear them because I have a short torso, so I don't, like, have success with them, but I think they're cute.
Yeah, I do, too.
On the right, like, shape.
Yeah.
I also think it's hard because I feel like things like that get trendy and then like everyone wears them and then they're not for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's like, I hate when things get trendy that only look good on not only a few people, but like have on a specific body type that then you're like, don't wear that.
Like a jumper or a romper.
Exactly. I could never wear those.
I love those.
But you look so cute in them.
Thank you. But like, not all of them. And
right. You have to find the right one for you.
Yes. And that's why I like don't own a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Also, it's hard to pee in them. But yeah, that's beside the point. Also, like a trend that's coming back now is overalls, which mm-hmm. to be honest with you, I would probably wear them, but I don't think I would look good in them. That's where, like, you know, you draw the line.
I think, like, I know people who have them who I think, like, look cute. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you would look cute, but you would look like a kid.
Right. Yeah. I don't need to so look be any like a very, younger than I
right. Like,
do.
There'd be a very specific time that you would need to wear such a thing that, like, or not need, but want to wear it.
Right.
But, yeah. No, you look bomb in wedge sneakers. I just think they're dumb.
Thank you so much. Caitlin Lorraine Bald loves a good wedge platform situation.
Yeah.
And so do I. I think it's because it reminds us of the Spice Girls.
Yeah. I also can't, like, I don't like, for example, I'm not that tall, but in my head, when I wear heels, I look like a, like,
You're not a heel person. There are some people who just, like, live and die by heels.
Like, I like a boot, but that's it.
I swear by my wedding black wedges because they're so comfortable.
But you also like are like you're short. So like I feel like
that's true.
I don't know. Like I know that I'm not that tall, but like in my you're head taller. When I wear heels, I look
like a giant,
like someone who should not be wearing heels, which is silly because I'm only 5'5". It's not like I'm 5'8", but like I just feel like I'm towering over and teetering.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like you in heels look great because you have great calves and
getting uncomfortable
and you like can walk in them without looking like you're gonna fall over.
All right, good talk. So what are our
coming
jams?
Out of Tracy here.
What are our jams, Jenny?
My jam this week is The Big Book of Birth,
sure,
by Erica Lyon.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great book about birth.
Is it big?
I mean, it's not that big. I think it's like 300 pages.
Well, that's rude. False advertising.
I started to feel like, oh, yeah, like I'm going to give birth mm-hmm. soonish. And maybe I should like know about it. And I feel really it was recommended to me by my friend Marissa. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Marissa. And I'm really enjoying it because it's super non-judgmental. So mm-hmm. it's written by this woman who I think she's a doula. But she definitely runs like a doula center. And a doula is like a support person that helps you in labor. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they are also midwives and mm-hmm. sometimes they're not, but they're basically meant to like know everything that's going on with your body and with the process of birth so they can help you make informed decisions.
Yeah.
So it's really like a non-judgmental book about like all the choices you have in labor. Mm-hmm. So it's like what's happening to your body during the first part of labor and what's happening to your body during the second part of labor. And like, these are things that are normal and these are things that are not normal. And here are the drug options. Like, it's not just get an epidural or don't. Like, sure. There's actually a lot of other, like, drugs that can be used or not used during labor at different points for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like I felt really uneducated for a long time about, like, what actually was going to happen to my body and my person. And now I'm currently on active labor part 2, so I'm not done. But I feel like I'm like learning a ton and it's making me feel empowered to like actually go through labor without like panicking.
Sure. That's good.
Yeah. So that's my jam.
Yeah.
And if you're pregnant or if you know someone who's pregnant, I would recommend it. It's available on Amazon and probably the library.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you, Erica. What's your jam, Tracy?
My jam is, I guess it's kind of meta. It's not. Ooh. It's an app. To listen to podcasts because
wow. Is it Stitcher?
It's not. I never thought about like using another separate app for podcasts besides the podcast app, and then it was just like starting to annoy me, and then I did some research and apparently Overcast
I've heard of it
is one that a lot of people like, and so I downloaded it and it was great. What are some things about it? So some things that I love about Overcast are the fact that you, if you just like want to down, like, listen to one episode of mm-hmm. a podcast, you can listen to it without particularly subscribing to it.
Oh, that's nice.
You can make playlists that will Ooh. Automatically, like, update with new episodes. So, for instance, I have one that's called Friend of the Pod, which is the Crooked Media podcast that I listen to. Mm-hmm. So I added, like, Pod Save America, Love It or Leave It on there, and Pod Save the World. And so anytime there's a new episode, it'll just automatically go on your playlist.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, like, you can rearrange it or whatever. Right. You can also do, like, a play next. I don't remember if the regular podcast episodes do that.
You can, but it's, like, hard to figure out. It's not user – that app is not user-friendly.
It's not user-friendly. I find this so much more user-friendly. I think the playlist option is really where it gets you. And yeah, I just like the interface. It's really easy to use. And
let me see that.
I'm looking through it now because I'm like, what else do I love about this?
Oh, it's pretty.
You can also, I don't listen to things at double speed, but there's that option. And then it remembers.
I always forget that because when I listen to my books on tape, I listen to them at 1.25, and I should do that with podcasts too.
I personally like can think it like I can tell when they're speaking like too fast and it annoys me. So there's that option to do that on there. There are plenty other features on here that
it's just really clean looking.
Yeah, it's clean looking. Yeah, the playlist thing is really...
I might have to download it because I currently use the podcast app, but it's like, it's just too...
Yeah. Too much. You know, the other thing is it only downloads episodes, like you have the option to only download episodes when you play it. Because you know how like...
Like you're live streaming it kind of instead of having like taking your space up on your phone?
Yes. I mean, it still takes up space on your phone, sure. But like... If there's a new episode, it won't automatically download it for you.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because, as you know, like, podcasts can take up a lot of space.
Yes, they can.
So it only, like, downloads it when you press play.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look into this because, as I said, I use podcast and it's not
so,
great.
Yeah, if anybody else is fed up with the podcast app, much love to you, Apple, but sorry.
Bye.
Overcast.
We love over apps. They're probably nothing to do with each other, but like Overdrive, Overkick.
I see what you're saying.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. Anyways, that's another episode.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
You can check us out at
NotSourJamPodcast.com. Okay, cool.
Also, click in the description for the link to our supplemental reading where you'll find all the books and apps that we talked about today.
Yes. We're also on Twitter, so forgot. Tweet at us if you have things you hate that you should like, and also books for YA reading.
Also, you can find
you
me at
can you?
I don't know where you can find me. You can find me at my address is at Cookies and Sangria.
All over the internet.
CookiesandSangria.com.
And you can find me at garlicmysoul.com or at garlicmysoul on the social medias.
And feel free to review us on iTunes.
Because it helps. And it helps. Someday we can have...
Blue Apron.
Yeah.
Better way to podcast. Thank you, per usual, to Megan Roy, megan-roy.com. She's doing this cool illustration thing with the animals.
I know. I keep meaning to tag a picture of Luna and forgetting. Hashtag 30 illustrated... animals?
I don't know.
It'll probably be over by the time. But look at her shit because it's great. We would also like to thank Steve, who did our music.
Doesn't have the internet.
Doesn't have the internet, but does our music. Thanks, Steve, as always. Who, guess what? Something about Steve. You can't guess this. Steve got tickets to the FYF festival.
Yeah.
And he won the golden ticket.
What does that mean?
It means that he won tickets for life to FYF.
Are you serious?
Yes. Isn't that amazing? Steve, our golden ticket holder.
That is amazing. And he is like a big music
person. He's like the perfect person for that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Isn't that so cool? Yeah. So shout out, Steve.
That?
Great work.
Congrats.
Wow. Golden ticket. Great.
He's got a golden ticket. Mm-hmm. He's got a golden ticket to FYF.
What?
Anyways. Here's the music that he actually made. Don't listen to us. Thanks again. And all we'll right. See you next time.
Bye.